So as we go through this passage of John 15, 1 through 11,
当我们读过这个约翰福音的十五章一到十一节，
we're going to go through the verses in a different order.
我们可能接下来的次序会有点不一样，读经的次序会有一些变化。
This is because the ideas repeat themselves as John writes down the words of Jesus.
这是因为经文的意思是不断的在重复他自己。
So we'll be pairing verses 1 and 5.
我们把第一节和第五节放在一起。
Right. Verses 2 and 3 with verse 6.
二三节和六节放在一起。
And then we'll be pairing verse 4 with verses 7 through 11.
然后我们把第四节和七到十一节放在一起。
So John chapter 15, verses 1 and 5.
所以约翰福音十五章第一节和第五节。
Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
耶稣说，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，住在我里面的，我也住在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Jesus spoke these words on the night before his crucifixion.
耶稣在他受难的前天晚上说到这些经节。
They're part of his last instructions to his disciples before his death.
这是他最后对他的门徒所进行的教导。
And he is pulling from an idea that is ancient to the Israelite people.
他从以色列人自古来就熟悉的一些想法中来讲述这个问题。
God had called the nation of Israel his vine.
神把以色列国叫做他的葡萄树。
In Isaiah chapter 5, God described Israel as a vine that he had planted and cared for.
在以赛亚书第七节，神把以色列称为他葡萄园中的葡萄树，他所关心的。
But when God went to look for fruit from his nation, he found only bad fruit.
当他去寻找结的果子的时候，他却只找到坏果子。
And because of that, God broke down the protection around his people.
因此神就把他保护他民的这些保护就给拆掉了。
And allowed the nations to overrun his people.
允许其他的国家来欺凌他的百姓。
But Jesus says that he is the true vine.
但耶稣说他是真葡萄树。
He will produce the fruit that God so desires.
他能够结出神所想要的果子。
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 7 says this.
以赛亚书第五章第五节说，
For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his delightful plant. Thus he looked for justice, but behold bloodshed. For righteousness, but behold a cry of distress. Isaiah 5:7.
Oh, 7, okay, yeah. Okay, thank you. 万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹太人。他指望的是公平，谁知道有暴虐？指望的是公义，谁知道有冤声？
So we see that the fruit that God is looking for is justice and righteousness.
所以我们看到神所要的果子就是公平和公义。
The church often forgets this focus.
教会经常忘掉了这个我们所的关注，作为忘掉了这个关注点。
We can get caught up in doing things that try to build up what we see as the church.
我们忙于做很多我们所做的所谓建造教会的事情。
But God is looking for justice and righteousness among all the world.
但神是在寻找公平和公义在这个世界上。
And those who abide in him will produce this.
那些住在它里面的人就会产结出公平和公义的果子。
So let's talk for a moment about what it means to abide.
所以说，我们来，接下来解释一下什么叫住在它里。
The picture of the vine, of the branch abiding in the vine, gives us hints as to what this means to abide.
葡萄枝住在葡萄树上，给了我们一个图像，是怎么样住在它里边。
When the branch is brought in and becomes a part of the vine, it's grafted in, it becomes part of something that is bigger than itself.
当葡萄枝被嫁接在葡萄树上的时候，就是住在它里边，它变成了比它自己更大的一部分。
It obtains a purpose of serving the vine.
这样，它就实现了这么一个目的，来服侍葡萄树。
When we are brought in to Christ, we become a part of something that is bigger than ourselves.
当我们被带到基督里的时候，我们变成了比我们更大的中的一部分。
In fact, we're told in Scripture that when we are united with Christ, we are united with him in his death.
事实上，经文这么告诉我们。当我们和基督合一的时候，我们也和他的；当我们和基督联合的时候，我们也和他的死联合在一起。
And when being united with him in his death, we also will be united with him in his resurrection.
当我们和他的死连在一起的时候，我们也和他的复活联合在一起。
Not only do we become a part of the vine, but the vine feeds us.
不仅我们成为这个葡萄树的一部分，而且葡萄树也供给我们。
So to fulfill the purpose of the vine, the branches are given nourishment.
所以说，为了葡萄树的目的，葡萄树呢也给我们营养。
And God gives us all that we need to produce fruit in his kingdom.
神给我们一切所需用的，让我们来在他的国里结果子。
But if we do not remain a part of the vine, we can do nothing.
但我们不住在葡萄树里面，我们就什么也做不了。
So let's go to Matthew 21.
让我们来看马太福音21章。
So Jesus tells this parable a few days before he speaks John 15.
在他讲述约翰福音十五章之前的几天，他讲了如下这个比喻。
In the parable, there are people who are responsible for taking care of a vineyard.
在比喻中，有人负责来照看这个葡萄园。
And these are the leaders of the Jews.
这就是犹太人的领袖。
But they refuse to give the fruit back to God.
但他们拒绝结果子给神。
And so God sends prophets whom they mistreat and persecute.
所以神派来先知，但他们虐待先知。
And in verse 38 of Matthew 21, Jesus says this. But when the vine growers saw the Son, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance." They took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine growers? They said to him, "He will bring those wretches to a wretched end, and will rent out the vineyard to other vine growers, who will pay him the proceeds at the proper seasons. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing the fruit of it."
OK， 不料园户看见他儿子，就彼此说：“这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，占他的产业。”他们就拿住他，推出葡萄园外，杀了。园主来的时候，要怎样处置这些园户呢？他们说：“要下毒手，除灭那些恶人，将葡萄园另租给那按时交果子的园户。”所以，我告诉你们，神的国必从你们手中夺去，赐给那能结果子的百姓。
And so we see that the fruit that God is looking for is the fruit of his kingdom, the coming of God's kingdom upon the earth.
所以说神所寻找的果子就是他的国，他的国的到来。
This is not different from before, because what is the kingdom of God?
这并不是和以前不一样，因为什么是神的国呢？
It is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
神的国就是公平、公义、喜乐。
It is the kingdom of God is the will of God being done in the earth.
就是神的旨意行在地上。
It is peace because the knowledge of God covers the earth as the waters cover the sea.
它是平安，因为神的知识就像海洋一样覆盖地面。
And this is the fruit that we are to be producing.
这就是我们应当产生的、应当结出的果子。
Okay, let's go to John 14. We're going to go to John 14 and verse 10.
我们来看约翰福音十四章十节。
We're going to look how does Jesus teach us to abide.
我们来看耶稣怎么教导我们怎样来住在他里面。
He sets an example for us to follow.
他给我们设立了一个榜样。
In John 14, verse 10, he says this, Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves.
我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？我对你们所说的话不是凭自己说的，而是住在我里面的父在做他的工作。
So we can see that Jesus has a new purpose, right? A purpose, I should say a new purpose, but he has a purpose, but his purpose is not his own. It comes from the Father.
我们看到耶稣有一个目的，这个目的不是他自己的目的，这个目的是从父而来的目的。
And so he is in the Father, so he has a purpose to serve the Father.
他在里面，所以他有一个目的，就是来服侍父。
And the Father is in him, enabling him to do those works.
同样，父在他里面，来使他有能力来做这些工作。
And he has nothing else to distract him.
他没有其他任何，用其他任何的东西来描述他自己。
Because he does not receive from the world.
因为他不从世界接受任何的东西。
Look at John 5, verse 19. He says, Therefore, Jesus answered and was saying to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner.
约翰福音五章十九节，于是耶稣回答说，回答对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做，父所做的事，子也照样做。
So Jesus does nothing on his own initiative.
所以耶稣不自己主动来做任何事情。
He lives a life of complete dependence upon the Father.
他过一个生活，就是一个完全依靠父的生活。
Consider a day with Jesus. One day he might have power to perform healing.
想象一下耶稣这样的生活，一天他可能有能力来医治人。
And that would be because the Father provided him with that power.
这是因为父把这样的能力放在他里面。
Another day he might be like the day he was at his hometown of Nazareth, and the power was not present for him to perform the miracles.
另外一天，比如他在他的家乡拿撒勒，但是这个医治的能力就不在他里面。
That's because when he became human, he laid aside all of those things to do at his own initiative in order to only receive from the Father.
这是因为当他降生成为人的时候，他就把他靠自己来做这些事情的能力都放到了一边。
As we'll see in John 5, look at John 5, 26.
我们来看约翰福音五章二十六节。
For just as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself. And he gave him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man.
因为父怎样在自己里面有生命，就赐给他儿子也照样在自己里，在自己有生命，并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权柄。
So when the woman who had the flow of blood comes up behind Jesus and touches the hem of his robe, and the power flows out from Jesus, where had that power come from?
所以说，当那个血漏的犯血漏的女人从后面来摸耶稣的衣穗的时候，耶稣的能力从他身上流出去。那这个能力是从哪来的呢？
He had received it from the Father.
他从父那里得来的。
And so he is receiving continuously from the Father every word he speaks and all his authority and all the things that he has.
所以说他不断地从父那里接受这一切，他每一句说的话，每一个权柄和他全部所有的。
The very life that he is full of, he has been given from the Father.
这个他的整个生命他所拥有的都是从他那父那里领受来的。
He is abiding in the Father as we are to abide in Christ.
他住在父里面，就像他住在父里面，我们也应该住在他里面。
So look at John 15, verses 2 and 3.
我们来看约翰福音十五章二到三节。
Jesus says in John 15, 2, Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already pruned or cleaned because of the word which I have spoken to you.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就除掉；凡结果子的，他就修剪干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经洁净了。
So, in the Greek, the word for pruned and the word for cleaned are the same word.
在希腊文中，这个修剪和洁净是一个词。
Is there a problem with the translation or something? Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. So you may, if there's a problem with the translation, please just read, read along in the Bibles. All right.
Yeah. 如果翻译有问题的话
，How to read?
What? Just if they have Bibles with them, they could just read along.
Yeah.
Do they? Okay. Yes. Okay. So Jesus is talking about being pruned. So I like to grow tomatoes in the summer. Do you all grow tomatoes?
耶稣讲到修剪，我喜欢种在夏天的时候种西红柿。你们呢？
Growing tomatoes will tell you all that you need to know about pruning.
种葡萄种西红柿，种番茄，就会告诉我们，就会让我们知道一切关于修剪的事情。
So if you have a tomato plant, it will gladly send out runners along the ground.
如果你有番茄树的话，它就有很多枝子，长满在地上蔓延。
And it will grow up very tall.
也会长得很高。
And you can quickly get a very large tomato plant.
你可以很快就长了一个有一个很大的番茄树，番茄树。
But that's not what a gardener wants.
但这并不是我们所要的。
Right? The gardener does not want a large tomato plant.
我们并不想要找一个很大的番茄树。
A gardener wants tomatoes.
我们要的是番茄。
And so, what the gardener does is to prune the tomato plant.
所以说我们做的就是来修剪这个番茄的枝子。
Okay. So you cut back on the branches.
我们把枝子剪掉一些。
Because the tomato plant has to make a choice.
因为我们必须做选择。
It must either put its energy into growing a bigger plant or into growing more tomatoes.
或者是把能量放到长更大的枝子，或者是把能量放在 结更多的番茄。
So the pruning forces the tomato plant to put its energy into growing tomatoes instead of growing itself.
修剪就强迫这个番茄且把更多的能量放在结番茄上。
And so that is what God does with us.
这也是神在我们身上所做的。
To the believer who is producing fruit for God's kingdom, there is always a temptation to grow the self more than to grow the fruit.
对于我们在神的国里面结果子的信徒们，我们总是有这样的诱惑，就是使我们自己长得更大。
And so God will prune those, he will cut us back, forcing us to stop pouring our energy into ourselves and put it into God's kingdom.
所以神就会修剪我们，他会剪掉，来强迫我们不把这些能量放在我们自己身上。
And if you look at verse 3, he says, you are already clean or pruned because of the word which I have spoken to you.
你看第三节，他说，现在你因为我讲给你们的道已经洁净了，或说已经修剪了。
See, the words that Christ had spoken to his disciples had cut them back on their selfish ambitions.
所以大家看到，神对我们所讲的道，或者是他的话，就来修剪了我们的自私的思想。
To go to Mark chapter 8, verse 31.
我们来看马可福音第八章31节。
So this takes place right after Jesus had, Peter had commended Jesus, saying, you are the Christ.
记住，这个是刚好发生在
And Jesus, I'm sorry.
彼得来称耶稣说你是基督。
And Jesus had responded by saying, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣回答说你是有福的，因为肉体不能够看见这些，而你从父得到这样的启示。
So then Jesus began to tell his disciples that he was going to the cross.
所以呢，从此呢，耶稣就来跟他的门徒们讲，他要去上十字架。
In verse 30, Mark 8:31, Jesus says this, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he was stating the matter plainly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning around and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan, for you're not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's.
从此他教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。耶稣明明地说这些话，彼得就拉着他劝他。耶稣转过来看着门徒，就责备彼得说，撒旦，退我后面去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
And so Jesus humbles Peter.
所以说耶稣使彼得谦虚。
Peter had taken Jesus aside to speak these words privately.
彼得把耶稣拉到一边，在私底下来说这些话。
But Jesus takes Peter and says and rebukes him in front of the others.
但耶稣对彼得说，来责备他，而且是在其他人面前。
And verse 34 he says, and he summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
然后他在34节说道，于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
The call of Jesus and his commands are very demanding.
耶稣给他门徒的呼召是一个 非常难的呼召，非常难的呼召，要求非常高的呼召。
And Jesus was pruning his disciples,
耶稣在修剪他的门徒。
teaching them not to pour the blessings God gave them into growing themselves, but into producing fruit for the kingdom.
来教导他们不要把神给他们的祝福用来长来成长他们自己，而是要来。
And so now we're going to look at John chapter 15, verse 4.
我们来看15章4节。
Verse 4 says this, Jesus says, Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me.
第四节说到，你们要住在我里面，我就住在你们里面。枝子如果不留在葡萄树上，就不能自己结出果子。照样，你们如果不住在我里面，你们也是如此。
And so Jesus is going to give three specifics about how to abide in him.
所以耶稣要给三个具体的例子来告诉我们怎样住在他里面。
He says in verse 7, If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
第一点，第一个例子，你们如果住在我里面，而我的话也住在你们里面，那么凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。
So the first thing specific he gives is that his words are to abide in us.
所以说，第一个他告诉我们的就是他的话要住在我们里面。
And verse 9, he says, Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
第九节第十节说到，正如父爱我，我也爱你们，你们当住在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就住在我的爱里。正如我遵守了我父的命令，住在他的爱里那样。
And so the second way specific about abiding is that we are to abide in Christ's love.
所以说第二个方向怎么样住在他里面呢？就是我们住在他的爱里面。
And then verse 11, These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full.
第十一节说到，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So we are to have the words of Christ abiding in us.
所以说呢，我们要让耶稣的喜乐存在我们里面。
Let's see how Christ did this. Go to John chapter 12, verse 49.
我们接下来看约翰福音十二章四十九节。
He says, For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak. I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me.
因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么，讲什么。我也知道他的命令就是永生，故此我所讲的话正是照着父对我所说的。
You see, the person who speaks from himself is seeking his own glory.
所以大家看到那些凭自己说话的人是寻求他自己的荣耀。
But the person who speaks what the Father has given is seeking the glory of the Father.
但是那个说从父而来的话的人是寻求父的荣耀。
And if we're going to produce fruit in God's kingdom, it must be done with God's words.
所以说我们如果要在神的国里面结果子，就必须用神的话。
It must be done with God's power.
必须用神的能力。
And it must be done in God's ways.
必须用神的方式。
But it's not enough simply to have the words to speak.
但是如果仅仅是有话来说是不够的。
That word must be abiding within us.
那个话，那个必须要住在我们里面。
So let's read Mark chapter 1.
我们来看马可福音第一章。
And verse 10.
第十节。
Immediately coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came out of the heavens, You are my son, whom I love, in whom I am well pleased.
他从水里一上来，就看见天裂开了，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上，又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
This is at Jesus' baptism, the Father speaks these three things to him.
这是在耶稣受洗的时候，父神讲了这三件事情对他。
He says, You are my son.
他说，你是我的儿子。
He says that I love you.
他说，我爱你。
And he says that I'm pleased with you.
然后他说，我喜悦你。
And these are words that are ingrained deep inside of Jesus.
这些话真正扎在耶稣的心里面。
Have you ever been about to do something or been about something and suddenly your parents' voice came back to you?
你们有没有这样的经历？当你们想做某件事的时候，突然间你父母的话在你心中响起。
It may have been something positive or something negative that they said.
也许是正面的，也许是负面的。
That is because your parents' voice is then ingrained deep within who you are.
这是因为你父母的话深深地扎在藏在你的心里面。
The words of God are to be like that in us.
神的话也可以在我们里面也是如此。
And we receive our identity from what God says.
我们从我们父那里得到我们的身份。
Jesus had that. As he grew up, the Father would wake him every morning and teach him.
耶稣也有这一点，就是因为他成长的过程中，每天早晨醒来，他父亲都来对他说话。
This is what Isaiah chapter 50 teaches us, is that the Father would wake the Son up and train him as a disciple.
这是以赛亚书。Isaiah 50?
Isaiah 50 verse 4.
第五十章第四节说到，父每天早晨把儿子叫起来，来教导他。
And if you look at the temptations of Christ in the wilderness,
如果你看到耶稣在旷野受诱惑的经节，
Satan's goal was to get Jesus to stop believing these words that the Father had spoken to him.
撒旦的目的就是让耶稣来停止相信他父对他所说的话。
But Jesus makes this promise.
但耶稣做了如下的应许。
If his words abide in us, we can ask whatever we wish, and it will be done for us.
如果他的话住在我们里面，我们凡我们所愿意的祈求，就给我们成就。
And that this will bring glory to God, because we will bear fruit for his kingdom.
这样我们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。
And it will be evidence that we are disciples of Christ.
这也就成为我们是他门徒的证明。
So let's go to John chapter 15, verse 9.
我们来看约翰福音十五章的第九节。
Jesus says this, Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love.Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
耶稣说，正如父爱我，我也爱你们，你们当住在我的里面，我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就住在我的爱里。正如我遵守了我父的命令，住在他的爱里那样。
God loves everyone.
神爱每一个人。
He desires good for everyone.
他愿每一个人都有好。
But the love he's speaking of here is God's greater covenant love.
但这里神所讲的爱是他的更大的约的爱。
You see, God has a love where he draws people into relationship.
神用他的爱把我们带到了一个关系当中。
He dwells with them and discloses himself to them.
他住在他们当中，并且把自己向他们显示。
And that is a love that we can either remain in or remove ourselves from.
这也是一个爱，我们自己可以，我们可以做这选择，是留在他的爱里面，还是把我们自己从他的爱里面除出来。
And we remain in that love by keeping his commandments.
如果我们遵守他的命令，我们就留在他的爱里面。
We're going to look at one commandment in particular.
让我们来看一个命令，我们特定的一个命令。
And it's given to us in John chapter 15, verse 12.
这是在约翰福音15章12节中给我们的。
Jesus says, this is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you.
耶稣说，这是我的命令，你们要彼此相爱，就像我爱了你们那样。
Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends.
人的爱没有比这更大的了。一个人为他的朋友舍弃自己的生命。
You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
你们如果遵守我所吩咐的事，你们就是我的朋友了。我不再称你们为奴仆，因为奴仆不知道主人所做的事。我却称你们为朋友，因为我把从我父所听到的一切都让你们明白了。
So this is that love where we are in relationship with God.
这就是那个爱，在这个爱里面，我们和父有关系了。
And like a friend, God reveals his will to us.
就像朋友那样，神把他的旨意向我们显明。
And this is that highest love where one lays down his life for his friends.
这就是基督的爱，就是一个人为他的朋友舍命。
And Christ has laid down his life for us.
基督为我们舍命。
And we are to lay down our lives for him and for one another.
我们也要为他，也为彼此来舍命。
Go over to John 15, the next slide, please. John 10, verse 17. John 10, verse 17 says this. This is Jesus speaking. He says, for this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again.
我们看约翰福音十章十七节。我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。
And Jesus sets the example of laying down his life.
就是耶稣给我们设立了榜样，来舍掉他的生命。
And we are to follow his command to love as he has loved us.
我们要听从他的命令，彼此相爱，就像他爱了我们那样。
And then the last thing that we do to abide specifically is that his joy abides in us. John 15, verse 11.
最后一件事是我们坐在他里面，就是让他的喜乐住在我们里面。约翰福音十五章十一节。
John 15, verse 11 says this, these things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full.
十一节如此说，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
God is joyful.
神是喜乐的。
And we can have his joy abiding within us.
我们也可以让他的喜乐住在我们里面。
An example of this is Jesus when the 70 return from announcing his kingdom.
有一个例子，就是耶稣身上，当七十个被派出去的传福音的人回来的时候。
Luke 10:21 says this. At that very time, Jesus rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit and said, I praise you, Father, O Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight.
在路加福音 十章二十一节说，正当那时，就是七十个传福音的人回来的时候，说正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的本意本是如此。”
Jesus warned those who came back rejoicing not to rejoice that the spirits were subject to them.
耶稣去警告诫那些回来喜乐的人，不要因为灵属，因为灵听从他们就喜乐。
But to rejoice that their names were written in heaven.
但要为他们的名被写在天上的簿的册中而喜乐。
You see, their joy was to be in God, not in what they could see of accomplishments in the world.
所以说，你看到他们的喜乐是应该在神里面，而不是他们在这个世上所成就的。
Finding our joy in God is a safeguard for us.
在神里面找到我们的喜乐是对我们的保护。
Because it will focus us on rejoicing in God and His works rather than rejoicing in ourselves.
这样就是使我们关注于神的工作，而并在其中喜乐，而不是关注于我们自己的工作，在其中找喜乐。
Philippians 3:1 says, Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble to me and is a safeguard for you.
腓立比书三章一节说道，弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把话再写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。
People fall into heresies for various reasons.
人们被各种错误的教导所影响。
Some people start to take delight in the flesh, and then they start as they rejoice in the things of the flesh, they fall into heresy, trusting in law.
有些人听从了这些谎言，就是在关于肉体的谎言，他们因遵守律法而喜乐。
Other people will start to rejoice in knowledge, and they will fall into Gnosticism.
另有一些人，他们因为知识而喜乐，他们就陷入了 诺斯底主义。
If you want to be guarded from falling into these traps, the best way to do it is to find your joy in the Lord.
如果你想保护你自己，不要掉到这些陷阱中去，这最好的方式就是在主里面找到喜乐。
Creeds are good and seminaries are good, but rejoicing the Lord will do more to guard you from heresy than all the others.
信条是很好的，上神学院也是很好的，但是在主里面喜乐是最好的。
If you're rejoicing in the Lord, you'll be focused on producing the fruit that He delights in.
如果你在主里面喜乐，你就会关注于在他里面来结果子。
Instead of being someone who grows yourself and needs to be pruned, you'll be someone who's producing fruit.
你就不会成为那些指使自己成长而以至于要被修剪的人，而成为结果子的人。
So let me end with this statement that if you're not producing fruit, Jesus says you'll be cut off.
让我们来回到这些话说，耶稣说，如果你不结果子，你就会被除掉。
But if you are producing fruit, you'll be pruned.
但是如果你结果子，你就会被修剪。
Either way, there's a cutting.
任何一种方式都会有一些修剪。
Because God is looking for the fruit of his kingdom.
因为神在寻找他国里的果子。
It is only produced by those who abide in Christ.
他只会被那些住在他里面的、住在基督里的人中来结出来。
And it will only be produced in abundance by those who abide in Christ and are focused on Christ rather than themselves.
只有那些住在基督里的人，而关注于他，而不关注于他在自己身上的人，能够丰丰富富的结出来。
So I encourage you to take a look at your own life.
所以说我鼓励你们来醒察一下自己的生活。
And look at where you are receiving your strength.
看你的力量从何而来。
Where do you receive your joy?
你的喜乐从何而来。
Where do you receive your comfort?
你的安慰从哪里来。
Where do you receive the life that is in you?
你的生命，在你里面的生命是从哪里来的。
If you're looking for sources outside of God, then you're not connected to the vine.
如果你从神以外的资源中来寻求这些，那你就没有住在，你没有连在葡萄树上。
But if you're following the example of Christ, you're receiving everything through him.
但如果你跟从耶稣的榜样，你从他那里来得到一切。
And so this is Jesus' command.
这是耶稣的命令。
That we are to abide in him.
我们要住在他里面。
Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Father, we pray that whatever hindrances there are to your word being heard this morning,
父亲，我们父啊，我们祈祷，不管哪一些在阻挡我们听从你话的阻拦，
that you'll remove all those things out of the way.
你把这一切都从我们当中除掉。
We pray, Lord, that your spirit will fill us up.
我们祷告你的圣灵来充满我们。
And that you yourself will speak your word to us.
你自己亲自来对我们说话。
That it will become deep within us.
那这些深到我们当中。
And that we will speak out your word and only your word.
然后我们也同样说你的话，只说你的话。
Father, we pray that you would teach us to abide in your love.
我们祈求来你教导我们来住在你的爱中。
That we will obey your commandments because we love you.
我们来遵守你的命令，因为我们爱你。
That we will follow the example of Christ in laying down our lives.
我们也会学习耶稣的榜样来舍命。
And Father, we pray that you would fill us up with your joy.
父啊，我们也祈求你让你的喜乐充满我们。
That we would rejoice in you.
然后我们在你的里面来喜乐。
And may we be a people who produces the fruit of your kingdom.
愿我们都成为在你的国中结果子的人。
We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。
So.